This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For our series, The Spin, we've been discovering summer songs from different parts of the world. In India, the country's biggest songs are often drawn from its biggest films. And one of the summer's hit films is an epic political saga called Rajniti. And to hear how this film's soundtrack has created the summer soundtrack for the city of Mumbai, we turn to Anand Giridharadas. He's a New York Times columnist and a travel writer. He joins me now from Mumbai. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Michelle.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this film and its soundtrack?
It's a big, epic film, loosely based on the Mahabharata, the Indian Hindu religious epic. And it was a summer blockbuster, full of violence and political intrigue and corruption. And it had one of those soundtracks that has Indians singing and humming the entire summer.
So you must tell me about the song that you've chosen.
I was interested in a song called Mora Pia, which is not the most typical Bollywood song. This is a beautiful song that captures the kind of cultural remixing that's going on in Bollywood. So there's a kind of hip-hop bass line, there's some Western piano, there's kind of sampling techniques all drawn from the West. But there's a kind of Sufi, which is the mystical strain of Islam, in there. So it's a wonderful mix of old and new, East and West.
Anand, I had a chance to actually look at the video for this song, and it seems like this is really about a love triangle. A tall, handsome, bespectacled man seems to be drawn to two women, and is he trying to decide who he's going to make his life with?
He is, and he's torn, as the song is, in a way, between East and West. One woman is American and from his life there, and another is Indian. And in a way, that love triangle is a metaphor for the song, and the song is the metaphor for the love triangle.
Sounds like trouble.
Always. It is also a kind of less happy-go-lucky, upbeat song. In many ways, it reveals the kind of anxiety that is pulsing in India right now. There's a lot of optimism, a lot of hope. There's a lot of people breaking destiny, and we've all read about that. I think there's also a lot of anxiety in a society that's becoming where a lot of the old certainties are slipping away, and families are breaking, and people are migrating from the village to the city at the rate of 31 Indians per minute. And I think there's a little bit of the anxiety of this moment in the song. It's actually an amazing thing that a song like this became a smash summer hit, but it did.
Tell me, where I would hear this song? Is this the kind of thing that people would listen to in their cars and in restaurants? Do they sing along in the shower?
It's interesting. There's an interesting geography of music in Bombay. You'd hear it in a number of places. First of all, Bollywood has a power over the society that Hollywood could only dream of. So the radio stations are playing the music, the nightclubs are playing the same music, the phone companies are providing ringtones, so when you call people, you hear these songs. It's this kind of 24/7, 360-degree reinforcement. But this is not the only thing you'd hear. There's also a thumping techno sound that is slowly trying to crack its way into India and become the dominant sound. In a lot of places that are very self-consciously globalized spaces, like gelato parlors, Bombay is now like the gelato capital of the world, as far as I can tell, they'll all play this kind of very techno-global music. And then if you walk in the quiet back lanes of Bombay, you hear this kind of very old filmy stuff that is coming out of the back of taxis or small little speakers that people actually carry around, just playing these songs.
Oh, it does have that kind of tinny sound, doesn't it? Is that an old Bollywood song?
It is an old Bollywood song, and it's funny, if you compare the techno stuff to this, the techno stuff is kind of very soulless in a way and anonymous, and this old Bollywood stuff is so emotional and over-emotional and designed to make even the hardest person cry. I think in a way it's kind of interesting to think about a battle for the ambient sound of Bombay. Is it that techno gelato sound, or is it this tinny thing that wafts through the air of slums and the darker parts of the city?
Or is it something that would include all of that?
That's the most exciting possibility. I think it's still an open question. But there is a growing realization, not just in music, but in art, in food, that with globalization comes not just a deeper appreciation of foreigners' culture, but a more heady, confident blending of foreigners' culture with the best that you've produced over a long millennia.
Anand Giridharadas, great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anand Giridharadas is a New York Times columnist and a travel writer.